3. We have a special guest in our studio today, Evelina Delane, a professional pianist and a record breaker. Welcome, Evelina. Can you tell our listeners about the record you broke?
Hello, everybody. Well, I set the world record for performing the highest ever classical music concert. I played the piano 5,000 meters up in the Himalayas.
That's incredible. Where did the idea of doing that come from?
Well, I didn't plan to do it. It just happened. One day I went to a piano shop in London to buy a piano chair. There I saw a beautiful grand piano. It looked so incredible that I just sat down and started to play it. Desmond, the shop owner, told me about his project of organizing piano performances in the world's most remote places. His next destination was the Himalayas, and he proposed that I could play there. I had never thought about playing a piano that high up, but I felt honoured and I agreed.
Was it difficult to play in the Himalayas?
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. It was incredibly cold because of the height, but I'd come prepared, so the low temperatures weren't a problem. But at one point it was so windy that I thought I was going to be blown off my chair. And that was what I found most frightening and difficult.
And my last question, do you have any thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Actually, I do. You see, when I was 14, I lost the ability to move my hands. I sometimes doubted I'd be able to play the piano again. But after a lot of therapy, I got better. So my story shows that sometimes what feels impossible is actually possible. The important thing is never to lose hope.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
We have a special guest in our studio today, Evelina Delane, a professional pianist and a record breaker. Welcome, Evelina. Can you tell our listeners about the record you broke?
Hello, everybody. Well, I set the world record for performing the highest ever classical music concert. I played the piano 5,000 meters up in the Himalayas.
That's incredible. Where did the idea of doing that come from?
Well, I didn't plan to do it. It just happened. One day I went to a piano shop in London to buy a piano chair. There I saw a beautiful grand piano. It looked so incredible that I just sat down and started to play it. Desmond, the shop owner, told me about his project of organizing piano performances in the world's most remote places. His next destination was the Himalayas, and he proposed that I could play there. I had never thought about playing a piano that high up, but I felt honoured and I agreed.
Was it difficult to play in the Himalayas?
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. It was incredibly cold because of the height, but I'd come prepared, so the low temperatures weren't a problem. But at one point it was so windy that I thought I was going to be blown off my chair. And that was what I found most frightening and difficult.
And my last question, do you have any thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Actually, I do. You see, when I was 14, I lost the ability to move my hands. I sometimes doubted I'd be able to play the piano again. But after a lot of therapy, I got better. So my story shows that sometimes what feels impossible is actually possible. The important thing is never to lose hope.